This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1696. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 21st, Brazil, Central African Republic, China, Cuba, Egypt, Equatorial Guinea, Greece, India, Italy, Japan, Korea North, Macedonia, Netherlands, New Zealand, Nicaragua, Nigeria, North America, Peru, Romania, Russia, Sikkim, Solomon Islands, Spain, Sri Lanka, Sudan, Taiwan, USA, Uzbekistan, Zimbabwe, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. In the Radio Escutas group, Cassio Santos in Goiânia reports that Radio Inconfidencia in Brazil has been off the air for more than 2 weeks from 6010 as of November 19th. He thinks there may have been some weather damage in Belo Horizonte and hopes it will be back soon due to its optimum programmation. Meanwhile, there's less interference to other Latin Americans on 6010, which we've also noticed from this end, Radio Mil in Mexico and the Voice of Your Conscience in Colombia. Jim Hawking of ICDI sent a press release November 18th headlined, "It's official, we're no longer ICDI. ICDI is the missionary organization devoted to improving life for people of the Central African Republic, starting with drilling water wells. ICDI stood for Integrated Community Development International. His press release, dated November 12th, says, "We're now Water for Good. The new name is the capstone of changes we've made over the last 2 years to be the best stewards possible of the resources our supporters entrust to us." And their new website is www.waterforgood.org. Very much as a sideline, as this press release does not even mention it, the organization also runs a shortwave radio station, which is why we are so interested. In fact, the only one in the Central African Republic, and it's hardly ever heard outside the country due to its scheduling, frequency, and low power. So I inquired further of Jim Hawking, the founder and CEO of Water for Good, about the status of the station. Is it still on the air? At what times and on which frequencies? He says, "Of course, we still have it on the air. Thanks to HCJB, we were able to get that done fairly quickly after the looting, where we lost most of the equipment. It is on from about 6:30 a.m. to about 5 p.m. That means in universal time, from 05:30 until 1600. So that's another reason it's such a DX challenge, a daytime-only schedule. He adds, "We now have a new radio director. We hope to be able to do a better job of keeping it on the air. Funding is always difficult. In the Central African Republic, despite our name change, it will remain known as Radio ICDI, as we are known across that country. It's well understood, as we are a community development organization. The languages we transmit in are French, Sango, Fulfulde, and Akka. Since two frequencies have been listed still in last year's World Radio TV Handbook, I inquired again which frequency at which time, 3390 and 6030. And Jim Hawking says almost all on 6030. Keeping both transmitters up is difficult, so we've concentrated on 6030. That, of course, happens to be the same frequency as Radio Marti and all that Cuban noise jamming. There used to be a slight chance of getting away from that on Mondays only when Radio Marti takes a break, but the Cubans have quit taking a break in their jamming. If there's not some other interference, possibly listeners in Europe could hear it around sign on 0530 or sign off 1600 UT. Since early this year, most of the modulation used by Chinese shortwave jammers has been from the main CNR1 program, sometimes echoing and sometimes with additional noise. But here and there, there is still some Firedrake, the all-traditional music jamming, which can actually be enjoyable to listen to if you forget what its purpose is. Here are a few recent logs of that. Although there are no guarantees, they might not switch back to CNR1. Rubens Ferraz Pedroso in Bandeirantes, Paraná, Brazil, heard Firedrake November 12th at 14:32 on 21695, and also November 12th at 19:39 on 9455. Here in mid-North America, I've been hearing it rather reliably after 14 UT on 6145 and after 15 on 9790. Among the many other CNR programming streams is one in minority languages such as Mongolian. I was hearing that the CNR 8 service on 6020, November 19th at 1344. Ron Howard says, if you monitor this one, you might catch their English ID, which says, this is China National Radio Mongolian Service, Beijing. They do not give it at the top or bottom of the hour, but often between 12:15 and 12:25 or so, and maybe also between 13:15 and 13:25. Among the continuing snafus at Radio Havana, Cuba, 11880, the frequency for Africa, is scheduled to carry Portuguese at 2130 UT, after French at 2100. However, on several different occasions the past week, I've heard French during both those half hours. What happened to Portuguese? Cuba none. Terry Kruger in Clearwater, Florida, confirms hearing Radio Marti relayed on 1300 kilohertz. This came to light a few weeks ago. It's the other station in Marathon, WFFG, presumably still only for 2 hours, from 5 to 7 p.m. local time, 22 to midnight UT, Monday through Saturday. There was a report somewhere assuming that this transmitter was carrying nothing but Radio Marti, but I think that's not the case. Terry has a lot of interference from other stations on 1300. Also, according to Tony Simon via David Crawford, Radio Marti is also 24/7 on WMFM 107.9 in Key West with 100 kilowatts. Until it's blocked by Cuban FM transmitters, this should be easily heard in the Havana area. Tony also confirms the channel the private contractor was using for airborne Radio Marti was 94.7 megahertz, but this operation is long defunct. Here's a recurring NID to be explained again, this time from Harald Kuhl in Germany in the British DX Club. He's hearing Arabic on 9126 at 2210 UT. It's intermodulation from Radio Cairo Domestic Service. It was gone at 2245. It had good modulation, contrary to Radio Cairo's external services. Wolfgang Büschel explains it's a mixing product with the 774 kHz transmitter in Cairo for Middle East radio. If you subtract 774 from several of the Cairo shortwave frequencies, you will find that transmission. In fact, some of the ones you may find it on currently are 9191 10756, 9131 11131, 8881 9031 8636 11276. Time is running out to hear Radio Africa on 15190 from Equatorial Guinea, at least in the local evenings, because in December, Pan American Broadcasting, the broker, is shifting that service to WRMI Okeechobee. On November 14th at 16:03, Ron Howard in California was hearing 15190 starting Tony Alamo's program number 493. According to his website, it was originally recorded back in 2007. He says the transmitter is holding up well after having been recently fixed. So in another 6 years, will he still be on shortwave? In the Ontario DX Association, editor Mark Cody replies, the program was recorded long before he went to jail for sex crimes. I guess Pan American Broadcasting do not have the Christian morals to deny airtime to this convicted sex criminal. Despite being expelled from the ERT building in Athens, as we reported last week, the former employees of ERT are still managing to keep the shortwave transmitters in Avlis on the air with some programming, presumably coming from Thessaloniki instead. However, as Wolfgang Büschel observes, the programs are no longer with a feeling of Greek culture, rather international smooth music, such as British, American, Italian, West African pop music. And I also have heard it various times, bossa nova in English, and switched on Bach. The main frequency being, of course, 9420. As I've been observing for some weeks now, All India Radio, the Delhi Kanpur transmitter site, has been having a lot of problems just getting the correct programming on the air, notably the Sinhala service at midnight 45 to 0115 on 11985. It does appear sometimes, and we can tell it's parallel to 11740 from Goa, but you never know what will be on from one day to the next. Now, on at least three different occasions, I've caught them running a mysterious interval signal. It runs past 0100 UT, and we have no idea what it is coming from, what program or station it is supposed to go with, but on November 15th, I managed to record it. Does anyone recognize this or have any other information about this melody from All India Radio? The Dario Monferini in Playdex, Christian Gibaudot in France, reports that the Echo of Europe is back on the air. It's on the second and fourth Saturdays, such as 23 November, from 19:30 to 20 UT on 7290 IRRS via Romania, and also 1368 medium wave in Italy. It consists of 15 minutes in French and 15 minutes in English. Several weeks ago, Seabreeze Shokaze via Yamada, Japan, moved its second broadcast 4.5 hours earlier from 20:30 UT to start at 1600, which is after midnight local time in Korea rather than just before sunrise. It's on 5975, and that is not too late for Ron Howard in California to be able to hear it this time of year, as he did on November 18th, fair signal with light jamming, in addition to their usual broadcast at 1330 on 5910. David Koenig of Interval Signals Online follows up his previous report about English newscasts on Radio Macedonia. An English program of news and folk music has been observed on their medium wave frequency, which is high-powered, 810 kHz. On November 14th and 15th, there were time pips at 18:30, an interval signal played three times, different to the one used for the Balkan service. Then 5 minutes of IDs and introductory announcements in Macedonian, including ID of this as Programa za stranstvo, meaning program for abroad, in the Satelitski Programski service. At 18:35, this announcement in English. In the following 30 minutes, really 25, you're going to listen to flash news and the precious traditional music of the Millennium Macedonian musical heritage. Folk music followed, interrupted only by news in English at 18:45 to 18:50, until the Balkan service signed on with its own interval signal at 1900. Outside the 18:30 to 0200 UT period on weekdays, including all day Sunday, Macedonian Radio's main domestic service, Radio Skopje, is relayed. These observations were monitored via global tuners, remote receivers in Rimini and Thessaloniki. And Dave Koenig says examples of both interval signals can be found on his website, www.intervalsignals.net. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1696. Consult our website, advertising free, for much more information, especially the latest edition of DX Listening Digest, number 13-47, when available, upon which this edition is based, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from James Davies in the UK. Says, I listen to World of Radio podcast. It's just right for my commute from work as I cross a bridge. Jim sent a contribution via PayPal in U.S. dollars, although not necessarily, as PayPal will do the converting, to woradio@yahoo.com. He may also contribute by a check or money order in U.S. dollars in the postal mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. Craig Christ in Manassas, Virginia says, I didn't want to toot my own horn, but now that the word is out, my forgotten song segment has been on the mighty KBC broadcast since October 20th. I intend to play a song we've not heard for a while, not necessarily obscure, not really a lost song, but one forgotten by those radio stations playing the same songs again and again. I also hope to provide some interesting info on the group or singer. So far I've featured Let Me from May 1969 by Paul Revere and the Raiders, Sweet Cream Ladies Forward March from December 1968 by the Box Tops, Morning Girl from April 69 by Neon Philharmonic, An American Dream from December 79 by the Dirt Band, and Breaking Up Is Hard to Do, slow version, from December 1975 by Neil Sedaka. Eric Van Villigen seems to have settled on the forgotten song portion sometime between 0145 and the end of the show at 0200 UT Sundays on 7375, the mighty KBC, via now in Germany. He says you never know what'll happen. Funny bits. The Radio Berlin International IDENT signal was accidentally played on November 10th. Guess what? Now one was probably used for RBI transmissions. That's the mighty KBC 7375 UT Sundays from midnight to 0200, which unfortunately now overlaps a World of Radio broadcast at midnight 30 on 5085. Furthermore, Craig says that the mighty KBC will be on the air every night during those hours, the week of December 22nd to 29th, with special holiday broadcasts of the Giant Jukebox or Wolfman Jack. For two Fridays in a row, I've caught Radio New Zealand International back on its A13 frequency of 6170 instead of its supposedly current B13 frequency of 5950. That's after 1300 UT. 6170 was in use on November 8th and 15th. Shall we make it 3 on November 22nd? This might be due to misprogramming of their weekly computer-controlled schedule. From his clear shot on the west coast of Florida, Terry Kruger really pulls in the medium wave stations from Managua, Nicaragua. During a 10-minute period on November 13th, 1116 to 1126 UT, he logged these four. Radio Corporacion on 539.84, note off frequency, it should make quite a heterodyne. Radio Ja on 600, Radio Católica on 720, and Radio 800, or 80, on 800. Torsten Hallmann in Germany of Africa List says Voice of Nigeria, Lagos, or the presumed site Ikorodu, is quite irregular throughout the past few weeks, and with very variable audio quality. For example, on November 17th, it was on the air till about 0730 on 15120, and then it went off, also missing from 9690 and 15120 between 15 and 18 UT, but it was heard on 7255 after 2100. This is on exact frequencies, sometimes very low audio, sometimes loud but distorted. It was missing November 18th after 0700. The DRM service from Abuja seems to be regular, it's as well as the odd AM frequency 9689.9 variable from 2000 to 2128. It's a different stream than on 7255 and their live stream, but better modulation. Ron Howard says about station YHWH, the religious pirate, as in Yahweh, In addition to checking 3235 and former 9775, we can also monitor for it now on 6105, as heard by Dan Sheedy in California, November 16th, till it closed at 0302. Via BCDX, Bruce Churchill in California reports on a future shortwave station in Peru. The Ethnic Radio Project, a Christian organization dedicated to bringing the gospel to indigenous tribes in rural areas, is planning a new station, Radio Station Maranatha, to broadcast from Pucallpa, Peru. This could happen as early as 2014, depending on receipt of adequate funding. It also operates Radio Logos from Chasuta, Peru on 4810. My Peruvian, Radio Chasqui, which I try to catch almost every night, as its sign-off runs 5.25 seconds later from one night to the next on 5980, was missing for a week. I last heard it on November 13th and not heard again until November 20th, when it cut off the air at 0104 and 26 seconds. Before 0100, during that hour, it's likely to be blocked by the Voice of America in Tibetan via Sri Lanka and or Chaicom jamming. Earlier, I mentioned Echo of Europe on 7290, since it was filed under Italy non, and here's another program from the same transmitter filed under Romania, 7290. In communication of the British DX Club, Alan Rowe recommends in his Listening Post column Radio City, which he heard in October. It's on the third Friday of the month from 19 to 20 UT, repeated Saturday at 0900. He says a great program of rare and usually little heard oldies from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Oops, we've already missed it this month. That would have been November 15th and 16th, but mark your calendars for December 20th and 21st. Furthermore, he says he got a very quick EQSL in 15 minutes when he sent a report to citymorecars@yahoo.ca. Yes, its slogan is the station of the cars, although I'm not quite sure how that ties in with the music. The QSL featured a car in Taiwan that's actually a Mazda minibus remodeled in what looks like a Volkswagen. On the scheduling, wait a minute, somebody may have miscalculated. A separate report from Tom Taylor says Radio City will be on the air Friday, November 22nd, which is actually the fourth Friday at 19 to 20 on 7290 and 1368, repeated Saturday the 23rd at 09 to 10, and that frequency is 9510. The Voice of Russia World Service is now calling itself more and more just Radio VR. Alan Rowe in England says they've updated their online English schedule, which confirms what I've suspected. Virtually all the cultural and arts programs of the past have gone. No longer do we have VOR Treasure Store or Music and Musicians or even Moscow Mailbag. All are gone from the schedule. And the archive of old editions of most of these programs ended some months ago. However, I do find Folk Box and Russia, A Thousand Years of Music, while not listed in the schedule, still have new editions available online. Throughout the schedule, programs are simply labeled Special Project, maybe including the ones just mentioned. From Moscow with Love and Russian Book World are about the only non-news and current affairs programs to have survived. Of course, finding Russia's World Service on shortwave is another matter now, with no direct shortwave broadcast to Europe or North America. Ron Howard, California says, I am almost certain I am hearing All India Radio Gangtok Sikkim on exactly 4835, November 18th, at 1339 to 1410, mostly talking until 1406, and then some subcontinental music. All this was underneath ABC Northern Territory on the same frequency. He says it's been a while since I last heard them. More reports of Solomon Islands still using the new frequency, 6080, from Koji Hashimoto in Japan, who heard it four nights in a row, November 13th to 16th, as early as 0735 and as late as 0843, with news and talk and frequent IDs. But beware, after 0900, when Radio Australia comes on the same frequency, they were already occupying it, and furthermore, in Pidgin. For several days, REE in Spain announced it would be moving from 21630 to 21640 at 13 to 17 UT, obviously to avoid colliding with BBC and WHRI. This finally happened on November 16th and 17th, but on the 18th, they went back to the old frequency, colliding again. In the British DX Club, Dave Kenny reports his observations about the language schedule of the Voice of Africa from Sudan on 9505. At 16:30 in French, 17:30 in English, 18:30 to 19:30 in Hausa, with consistent timing, always starting on exactly the half hour. This was on several dates in October. However, more recently, Torsten Hallmann in Germany of Africa List has been trying to nail down the other languages. He says after 18:30, certainly not Arabic or Swahili, but some different languages. Somali may be among them, or Amharic, or Hausa was heard mentioned. And then he found a Facebook entry from Voice of Africa. Hausa, Amharic, and Tigrate are the languages in question. PCJ Radio from Taiwan via Sri Lanka keeps changing frequencies, trying to avoid interference for its Sunday 13:30 to 14:30 broadcast. Initially on 11835, then it moved to 11990, then to 9705, and Keith Perrone says from November 24th, 9335. If you enjoy old scratchy music records from the 30s, earlier or later, as I do, two programs on WBCQ 7490 are now propagating further west, as far even as Oklahoma. They're both at 2200 UT. On Fridays, it's Behavior Night with Sir Scratchy. And on Sundays at 22, Marion's Attic with Marion Webster. On Viva Miami, Jeff White confirms that November 30th will be the last day for the old WRMI transmitter in Miami, or Hialeah, on 9955. Starting December 1st, WRMI has access to those 13 transmitters in Okeechobee. And he says Family Radio plans to reassign the WYFR call sign to one of their local stations. On November 20th, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria noted some very strange frequencies from the Tashkent, Uzbekistan transmitter site, relaying Radio Japan. Four different transmissions were all 4.4 kilohertz below the proper frequency, also one for FIBA. Wolfgang Guschel measured the exact displacement as 4,428 hertz low. For example, at 0100 in Hindi on 11585.6 or so, at 14 in English on 11690.6. Via Bob Wilkner, Dan Sheedy in California has been hearing the clandestine for Zimbabwe radio dialogue transmitted from Madagascar on 12105, opening at 1600 UT on November 6th, 7th, and 8th. And on some occasions, WTWW is not on the frequency clearing it for radio dialogue. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNC, is mostly 5 and 2 until a peak to 15 and 4 December 6th and 7th. Solar flux declining from 160 November 21st to 135 on the 26th and 27th, and then rising to a peak of 175 December 9th and 10th. And so concludes World of Radio number 1696. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.